With SDPB Radio News, I'm Chris Lawfrey. Governor Dennis Dugard's budget includes the possibility of expanding Medicaid in South Dakota and a tuition freeze for state colleges and tech schools. It didn't include details on how to address challenges with education funding, including teacher pay. Dugard says people have to wait until January to learn more about proposals for school funding. Dugard's budget includes a 0.3% increase for K-12 education. He says he's working on plans based on a report from the Blue Ribbon Education Task Force. The governor says he'll reveal those during his State of the State address next month. Republican State Representative Jacqueline Sly co-chaired the committee.
A lot of what we have included in the recommendations is policy, also looking at a change in the formula, but that isn't really a budget. There will be additional revenue requested or talked about or as we work through that. But I'm fine with him mentioning it, knowing that there'll be more in the State of the State.
The Blue Ribbon Task Force final report says South Dakota schools need a minimum of $75 million more to bring average teacher salaries closer to neighboring states. Democratic State Senator Troy Hynert was part of the Blue Ribbon panel. He calls education funding the elephant in the room. Hynert says lawmakers need to see the governor's plan so they can determine what works and whether it needs changes. Dugard says overall, South Dakota is in good fiscal shape. He presented a budget to state lawmakers and citizens early this afternoon. Dugard says he's basing the state's annual budget on moderate growth estimates from South Dakota's economic advisors.
The moderated forecast is closer to recent trends for employment and income growth, and that moderated forecast was used to develop the revenue projections I'm going to be presenting to you today. We expect continued economic growth, but at slow and steady rates over the next 2 years, not accelerating rates.
Dugard says the state will add about 6,000 new jobs annually at a job growth rate of 1.4% in the coming years. He believes the state will see lower farm income due to a softening in commodity prices projected in the coming year. This is SDPB Radio News.